I just realized that this video, I jitter just a tad, but I don't want to hold back my thoughts this morning because I was having a conversation with somebody just before I made this video, and I said, you know what, if this guy is looking for advice and some value to help him make a decision in his life, I think everybody else can as well. And I thought the advice that I gave him was sound in principle, made a lot of sense. A lot of you will struggle with, do I leave, do I stay, right, at your police departments. And there's a simple fix to this. You just have to figure out which one you're going to do. And it just starts at that. Am I leaving or am I staying? And then once you make that decision, am I leaving or am I staying, then you can work through everything else. So if I'm staying, I'm going to have to deal with what I don't like here, right? You can't continue to complain about what goes on there because you've made a decision to stay and deal with it. If you decide to leave, yes, it's a little scary to go somewhere else, right? It's a little scary. And I said this in a podcast yesterday that will be coming out. And I've never had somebody told me that they've made a move professionally in law enforcement. I have yet to this day hear one person who went from one agency to another to find a better position or to find an agency that lined up with what they wanted or they believed their career should look like, whether it's proactive or riding horses or flying helicopters or this or that or traffic, like whatever it was they moved for, it was worth it. And a lot of them will say they took a pay cut to go do that. So you have to make your decisions based on how much is your happiness worth. What's the variable number of your happiness? Because I got to tell you, if you're putting $6,000 number on a happiness value prop, you're probably making a poor decision. If you're hanging the decision on, well, I have better days off right now, you're making a poor decision. These are not the things that are important. Happiness is important because if we can begin to encourage happiness and you could begin to fulfill what you expected to get out of your career, you need to make that move. Now, some people will say, well, what if it's a real big pay difference? I've literally had one person that I can think of ever complain to me, ever. Before I was teaching, but it was very, very, you know, many years ago, maybe 8 years ago. And it wasn't in the professional atmosphere that I teach in. It was personally. The guy had gone from a police department to another one. He had added 45 minutes onto his commute because he went to a county here in New Jersey to make more money. And he made a significant amount more money. I mean, he made somewhere in the ballpark of like 30,000 to 40,000 more a year. And I know it sounds like a lot to a lot of folks, like it's life-changing. And for some of you, it might be. But he was fucking miserable. And he said, the grass isn't always greener. I said, well, that's because you followed the money. You didn't follow what I explained to follow. What you need to follow is the culture of an agency where you think you're going to fit yourself more properly, where you're going to fit in properly. And by the way, that goes for both sides of it. If you find yourself at a proactive agency and you just want to be a mope and sit under a tree, like, okay, I'm like, that's not where you belong. And any administration who hears this should agree with it, because if you're trying to have the dynamic of your agency to be either lazy or proactive, right? We want to encourage proactive guys to find home. We want to encourage lazy guys to leave and go find their home where laziness is permitted and sometimes even encouraged. You should, if this person who wants to be proactive and sees their career as something else is problematic, well, then let them go. They're not lined up with you. People ask me, hey, what should I say in an interview when they ask me about this? I go, it depends what the agency wants, right? If you sat down with me and I was your chief and you in your interview said, hey, what do you see yourself as like proactive or reactive? And I was a proactive chief. And you're like, well, you know, I don't think we should really be going out there and stopping a lot of cars. Like for me, I'm going to be like, yeah, this is not the guy. But be honest, because once you show up and you don't do the work that you said you would do or vice versa, that's where the rub's going to begin. You're going to start finding yourself in a position where, there should be more open transparency and kids need, especially if you're in a state where moving around is really, really common, right? Like if you're in Arizona and like this place, they don't have like pay scales. They go like, this place makes this place makes a dollar more, right? Like this place has that, like, then I have context. I was there recently and I heard about how it works there. But in Jersey, I know it's a little different. I'm at step four. I don't know. I can't take the pay cut. I don't want to go back to an academy. I don't want to leave the state. You can tell yourself all these things, but ultimately you have to come down to a decision. Am I leaving or am I staying? right? When you can make that decision of, am I leaving or am I staying? It just gets easier from there. You know what? And you could always come back to the decision. Just because you may have decided it once doesn't mean you can't circle back around a year later and ask yourself that question again. It just means you can't sit there and continue to struggle with, what am I going to do? How did I find myself in this situation? How did I find myself here? Maybe, just maybe, in some time, the boss, the chief's going to leave in 2 years. And if one or two people, but if we get the one guy, things will be good here. And if we get the other guy, well, we're screwed for another seven. Right? Like, I hear that all the time. Like, hey, our chief's not leaving. The divorce chief, right? I always hear about the divorce chief. And now he's got kids in college. He's divorced. He's paying alimony. He's not leaving. I can't control that variable and that factor. But you need to think about those things. I know a lot of you sit there and struggle and think about it, right? Like, what are the pros? What are the cons? Are you willing to trade off the comforts of what you have right now? And like I said to you, I use fear as a North Star. I don't let fear dictate my decisions. I have literally in the past 2 weeks received multiple messages from people from doing videos like this that said, hey, I left this police department. I want to personally thank you because I was fucking scared. And after hearing a video like yours, I did it and I'm thrilled. There are people that I know personally that would not leave. And he knows who he is right now. A police department, until they made him an offer he couldn't refuse, he took it and he's thankful. Don't let fear dictate your decisions. You owe nothing to anybody. This is your life. You should not guilt yourself into things. If you're unhappy, that's nobody else's business to decide what you're going to do next, except your own. We are not here trying to let others dictate what our future is going to look like, right? If you have to be patient trying to get into a division, but if somebody has literally handed you the scarlet letter and you stand no chance of any future, you have two options, man. And there's always going to be a give and take. You can't just get everything that you want. It's not going to be a la carte decision. You can pick and choose what you get next. It's not that simple, but nothing in life is. Hopefully this doesn't cut out. I'm in a weird area. Nothing in life is that. You do not get to give and take. There is not a street cop training because I get to spend the weekends drinking beer and playing cornhole with my friends drinking White Claw, right? There are many things that I've missed with my children in my vision and my pursuit to create a training company that provided value and began to change the culture of law enforcement. So I missed a lot of stuff. If you ask me to go hang out with you, I'm probably not coming because I'm working. And that's the decision I made 8 years ago, is that I am going to do this thing and I'm going to commit to it. And I know what goes along with it. When I commit to it, I know I'm going to give a lot of things up. But in the long run, later on, 8.5 years later, right? Everybody thinks it's an overnight success. 8.5 years later, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours. Here we are, right? Traction, growth, you know, fulfilling what my life meant to be, was meant to be, not what somebody else was dictating my life was going to be. Right? I've made the decision. I've made the decision to do this for my life and for the world. So let that be some inspiration to you when you're trying to make a decision. And I hope it helps a few of you see better, because you know what, if you go ask your mother or your father, they're going to tell you, stay where you are. You're at top step. You don't want to go backwards. And then every morning they don't know that you're looking at your pistol thinking about, this is the only way out. It's not, right? That's not the answer. That is not the fucking answer. If it is not looking good for you, if it is grim, there are other options. You will survive taking a pay cut. I promise you. You will get savvy. You work 40 hours a week. 40 hours a week you have to commit. You have about 96 conscious hours, and we get 56 hours on the other side of things to figure it the fuck out. So quit telling yourself the bullshit story of I can't. I can't do this. I can't go. Everybody has to. I went to three. And again, I'm not saying me compared to everybody else, but just in perspective. I went to 3 police academies in 4.5 years, 2 of which were not fun. One, which was the last one I went to, was horrendous. It was a horrendous academy. I don't mean that in the curriculum, because that was horrendous. I'm talking about the experience. It was the Hanoi Hilton of police academies. It was the place that everybody feared they'd be sent to. And I got sent there, right? And I survived. I made it through it. But I wasn't thrilled. And you know what they told me before I left my last police department? You know what they told me? I could sat down on my exit interview with the major of this police department. He said, if you don't like where you go, you can come back here and we'll give you your gun back. We'll give you your seniority back. We'll put you right back on the road. And he goes, so watch what you say in your exit interview, because you may just want to, you may call us back if something happens, if we take people back. And I was cautious. I was stupid. I was going to write what I really felt about the agency. And I'll tell you, I was in the police academy for the third time. There were people who were drill instructors that I was friends with who didn't know I was in the academy, who came along, were like, I have four and a half years in the gig already. We're 4 years on the job by the time I ended my third police academy. And people come over like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And I'm like, just yell at me. Just yell at me or something. I don't know. Don't let people know that you know me. Right? And like other recruits catch on, like, yeah, do you know people here? I'm like, I do. I used to work with these guys. And I'll forget it being freezing on my day one. Freezing cold. Hand was so purple and white that Werner Rodas asked me, hey, let me see your hand. It looks like something's not right from holding an 80 to 100 pound bag for 2 hours in the freezing cold. And I never forget hearing that dude's fucking voice, that major at the old police department of, you can just come back. I could have just dropped the bag, said, fuck it, gone back to my job. Man, it would have been the biggest mistake of my life. And I knew that at that time. I'd made the decision. I've committed to it and I completed it. You know what? I made it through it. Just the way it is, man. You just don't get eat your way. It doesn't happen that like that. There's always a trade-off. So think about what your decision is going to be. You have two options, just to reiterate. You can stick around and quit complaining, or you can do something about it. It's up to you.